purchase price at $105,000 and additional improvements of $30,000, is that right?
Yeah, I built a small, well, not real small, but a small shop behind my house, and I added to the property in 2005, I believe is when it was. I fell into that deal where the BOE ordered a rollback when we got this last 10%, and that was ignored. Chuck can probably give you more information on that. The appraisal on the property, you know, the house and stuff, it's kind of hard to argue with the appraisal of the house. It's not the house, it's where it's at. Chuck and I have discussed this several times about, he wasn't quite sure what to do with flood properties. And I don't know what to do with them either, you know, other than I wished I wasn't in it. When I bought that property, it was not in the flood plain. But there's about, we have a flood plain, a flood pool, a flood way, you know, and FEMA still has not settled with people down there across the street from me. We have a couple houses down there. I understand if everything goes the way planning and zoning states, there's going to be another 10 houses taken out of there. This last flood, it came up 20 inches on the side of my house. It did not go in the house because my addition is a slab. It lacked probably as far as from here to your desk from coming in my garage. There again, when I think you all, do you all have a copy of Rex or Shane Grady's letter? Okay. I talked to Rex about this when he was still alive, and I went by and you know, for as far as an appraisal of the property, a new one, I personally didn't want to spend $400 or $500, and I talked to Shane about it, and he said, you know, if I have 10 people there looking at your house and I tell them that it's in a floodplain, 8 of them will walk out the door and the other 2 will say, I'll probably check back with you later. The flood insurance is in those areas is more than what the payments on the houses are. And then we're not getting settlement. I mean, it's a zoo. I went down and visited with Blunt's man when he was in town at downtown Branson. I was the only one that showed up down there, so I don't know if they don't have much confidence in him or what. But we discussed that in depth, and there's sure a lot of different ideas out there on how these settlements are supposed to be made. But I dropped my flood insurance just because of what's going on there. I'm not going to spend the money for it because, you know, if I flood out, I'll probably just move.
Well, let me understand a little bit more about what you're saying, because it looks to me like you've been caught up in a situation to where they moved when, and you give me the dates because I can't remember when, but they moved the floodplain all over the county. We had to establish a map, and they came in, and so you got caught in a situation where you weren't in the flood plain, you were in the flood way, or what?
Well, I was never in the flood, period. I mean, as far as any...
Well, I mean, originally you weren't.
No.
I'm talking about when they moved it, they put you...
I'm in a flood plain now.
You're in a flood plain. So, to basically sell your property, there's no way unless someone wants to pay a significant amount of flood insurance on a property that's been 20 inches of water and could have came into your house.
That's correct.
So, what, and you made a statement a while ago that I had made an adjustment as a BOE.
No, James had.
Okay, you
when
said
he was assessor.
You said he, Commissioner Strahan.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You said that, so I knew that.
That was, yeah.
I knew that was wrong, but what I'm saying is the adjustment that was made, and Shane is recommending 25% less. That's what I read.
Basically,
on,
flood properties in the floodplain. That's, you know, Chuck and I talked about it, and he said, I just don't know what to do with these things in the floodplain. But I'm sorry I interrupted you.
No. If 25, are you, 25% less than what you are now, I would recommend that to the board if it's a I can't see that we can't help the man, because if he's caught between a rock and a hard place, or water in a hard place, so I can't see that we can't. He didn't move the line. The Corps of Engineers are the ones that moved the line on him and put his house in jeopardy. So if the real estate man said that it was possibly 25% hit on it, I would say it's more than that, but I'm willing to give the 25% that we have a... So 25% off of the figure, I don't even have it there. Brandon, do you have it?
$123,966.
Be what?
$123,966, is that what you offer?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is a different one?
Well, I took the 5% increase off and then did the 25%. Move to set the value of BOE number 2016-22 to $120,000.
Second.
Can I have a little discussion?
Discussion. I guess we can have some discussion.
As assessor, next year I'm going to look at a number of properties that are similar to this. Y'all feel like that's going to be a good number? Because as Dwayne mentioned, we had a good conversation, and I didn't have Shane's number to go by. But I don't know. I mean, I've got homes that had water in their basement. One gentleman called me just a day or two ago that had, what did he tell me, 20 inches or a significant amount in his basement that didn't get into his main level off of, down by Lily's campground. And Lily's resort got flooded. So, to be consistent.
Well, right now we only have the evidence. I mean, I guess I would look at it from the evidence provided at that time. But you're talking about as far as the assessment, as assessor?
Well, do you all feel like the assessor should, this coming year in reassessment, should I look at all these floodplains and 25%?
That's entirely up to you. I just know with the evidence provided here,
yeah,
that's what we're basing our decision off of.
Okay.
As far as any future properties that you want to assess, however you want to do it, that's your...
I understand that.
That's your baby.
Okay.
What we're trying to do is be fair with everybody, and we're just taking... How do we know? You know that. I mean, how do we know? So we've got a real estate individual that's give the 25%. You mentioned the other number. That's what he took off of there. So that's for this property. Chuck can do the 25% on the others if he wants to, but some of them are affected and some of them may not be. If there's water hitting your house, you can't sell it. And if somebody comes and approaches you and you decide you want to sell them, I'm not using your, I'm talking about your neighbor over here, and he decides he wants to sell his house, and he tells him that there's water been up to the side of it or even in the yard a few feet from coming in, he can't sell the stinking thing.
I think some of those are going to require disclosure too, Danny. I think if you've had water real close, it's just like anything. I think there's going to have to... I asked Shane about it. I said, if I'm in a floodplain and I sell or buy a property, does that have to be a disclosure? And he said, it better be.
It has to.
So anyway, that in itself can make a ruling, you know, pretty close. So,
are you satisfied with what we've done here?
Now, will this be before or after the 5% that was just added on, Brandon mentioned?
We set the value at $120,000. Or the motion and second has been to set it at $120,000.
Okay, I'm satisfied with that, sir.
We have a motion and a second at $120,000. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, Chuck. Enjoy your donuts.
Have a good day.
I like your sign outside your yard, though.
Oh.
It makes me know not to go in.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, something's in it. Somebody could be shot if you walk across.
Oh.
got 6 minutes till the next one?
No.
I'd like to take a recess for 6 minutes.